We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, in middle of paragraph Nun Vav. Al Kain, Tikun Hu Arov Hashem Bechinas Poish Yisrael, Shechzirin B'tshuva Kanal Hu Alidei Hanavim Daiko Shem Bechinas Yeshua. And Rav Moshe says, therefore, the Aravos, this avoid of the Hoshinus, which is the Tikkun of the Arava, who symbolize the Poshe Yisrael, who have been brought back in Tshuva, that comes specifically through the Nevi'im, Shehim Bechinas Yehoshua, who we learned earlier, are all under the umbrella term Yehoshua, the student. She'ikar Tikkun Derech HaTshuva Al Yodoi, whereby the main Tikkun of Tshuva, of the Yerida, comes through Yehoshua. Ki hu mamshich ikara hatikun. Yehoshua is the one who affects the main tikkun of tshuva, which is shehu limtza yosei yisborach b'chol mokoyim, which is this ability to be able to find Hashem even when you're in the lowest, even in the state of Yerida, even when a person's way down. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, va'atzia she'el hineko. But even if I go down to the Sheol, Hashem, you're right there with me. We had learned earlier that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Nekud Elyona, Yehoshua represents Nekud Tachtoina. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Hisayrus, that when a Jew is feeling good and strong and solid, Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Nekud of taking him still, showing the Jew at that point, you think you're religious, you think you're doing well, you haven't even begun yet. Because the tzaddik, the rabbi, has the ability to show the person a level of revelation of Hashem, where compared to that level of revelation, whatever the student has achieved till then is a joke, like it's darkness compared to the light that the rabbi shows him. That's the Nekuda Elyona, that's what the Rebbe does, Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Moshe Zalman explained to us earlier that the Nekuda Tachtona, which is the student Yeshua, his mission is to deal with the Jew when he's fallen, when he's in a low state, when he's in a low place of mind. And his Yetzirah is telling him, forget it, quit. You're so far from Hashem, you have no chance of coming close, you have no chance of coming back, etc., etc. That's the Nekuda of Yehoshua, the Talmud, the Nekuda Tachtona. His mission is to take that fallen Jew and give him the encouragement that he needs to pull himself up. To let that Jew know, you think you're fallen, you think you're far from Hashem, there's no such thing as far from Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. So no matter how low you are, Hashem is right there with you. And in a second, you could just turn around, snap, and be plugged into Hashem 100% again. Not just plugged in, but if you do tshuva, you can rise to a higher level than even a tzaddikin. Paragraph Nun Zayin. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas hanianuim." This is the concept of the shakings that we do, where we shake the Dalet Minim in all the different directions, east, west, north, south, up and down. U'bechol tzad meilich mikeneged libo u'machziroi. And each time we address a direction, for example, according to the Arizal, which is what we in Breslov generally follow in this case for the Nianuim, the way that it's done is right, left, forward, up, down, and back. So each time, when we move the Dalet Minim to the right, the way we do it, we start off holding them sort of close to our chest, close to the heart, and we move them out. We extend our arms out towards the right of us. Once, fully, and then bring it back to the chest, back to the heart. Then again, a second time, extend it out fully and bring it back. And a third time, extend it out fully and bring it back. And we do that in each one of the directions. Rav Moshe Zal says, Ze bechinas rotzui v'shoiv. This corresponds to what we've been discussing throughout this halacha, that tshuva is a two-directional process, a concept of going up and going down, going out and coming back in. And he does it in all the different directions. Ze bechinas bekiyus hanal. This is what we discussed earlier, this concept of how a person has to know and understand all the different aspects of Aliyah and Yerida, all the different variations of them, Bechinas Emesak Shemayim Shemato Vatzei Shel Hineko, to know how to deal with the Aliyah and the Yerida, Uvechein Bechol Tzad, and so too in each and every generation, Ukmo Shesiyim Shem B'Posuk, as the Posuk in Tehillim concludes, this Posuk, Emesak Shemayim Shemato Vatzei Shel Hineko, finishes by saying, Eso kanfei shachar, eshkeno ba'achris yom, gam shom yodcho tancheni, etc. Ubein kishuhu maila haluruhu minov, ubein shuhu morid, uvechein bechol tzad, bekulam yesh hoilochois vahavois bechol tzad, shehem ani anuim. And we see, we observe, that no matter what direction the luluv and esrog are being moved in, the dalet minim, whether it's to the right, to the left, whether it's up or down, in each case, we're doing a complete set, includes extending out and bringing back in, each time. This ties into what we learned earlier in paragraph 29, Al Shtayim Shehin Arba, when we spoke about the first mission in Masechta Shabbos, Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehin Arba, Shebein bebechinas ayil, bebechinas imesak shamayim, yesh rotzei v'shoiv, ubein bebechinas v'nofik, yesh rotzei v'shoiv, bekamo v'kamo bechinois. That it's not clear cut and simple in Yiddishkeit, that a person's either going up or going down. Not true. A person can be in an upswing, but he can be within the yerida of the upswing. Even as he's rising up, there's Aliyah and Yerida within that. And even as he's falling down, even when a person's in a state of Yerida, there are Aliyahs and Yeridas within the Yerida category. V'tzorech liyos boki boze ma'oid. And a person needs to understand this very, very, very well in order to know how to function in these different circumstances properly. And as we learned earlier, it's the tzaddikim that are the ones who understand this thoroughly. They're the ones who are qualified to teach us how to acclimate ourselves and how to deal with each phase, with the phase of Aliyah, the phase of Yerida, the phase of Aliyah within Aliyah and Yerida within Aliyah, and the phase of Aliyah within Yerida and Yerida within Yerida, etc., etc. V'alkein b'Shabbos ein meitlin haluluv mitam hanal gabi shofar shema yavoreinu dalet ames shupegama b'kiyus hanal. And now Rav Nosson says you could understand also why the rabbis issued a prohibition that we do not use the Dalet Minim on Shabbos, just as we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And the reason that the rabbis gave was because we're afraid that if we'll allow you to go through with it, you might come to carry the Shofar, or you might come to carry the Dalet Minim, you know, to show it to somebody, to get it checked out, etc., etc., carry it in a place that a Jew is not permitted to carry on Shabbos. Ki gam netilas lulav hu lesakin b'chinas odom shu ha'idei b'kiyus hanal she'ikroi nimshach ha'idei shmira Shabbos v'kanal. Because the taking of a lulav is also, as we learned earlier in the case of the shofar, it's all part of this tikkun of the odom ha'yoshev ala kisei, which the foundation of that tikkun comes from Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos, you don't need the lulav and dalet minim to do it whatsoever. It's happening by itself, just from the kiddush of Shabbos alone. Paragraph Mimches. V'zeh b'chinas hoishan rabo she'oz chois min ha'kdusha b'chinas choisam b'toy choisam kemavur b'kavonas v'arizal. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we can understand the concept of Hoshana Rabbah, this special, special holiday on the seventh day of Sukkot, which is when we seal the Kedusha. And in fact, Hoshana Rabbah is called the double seal, the second seal, because one chosam, one sealing, takes place, sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, takes place on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called a chasima. We say Gemar Chasima Tova. And Hoshana Rabbah is a second seal, double seal, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Choysam al Choysam ze bechinas tshuva al tshuva hanal. This concept of Choysam al Choysam corresponds to what we've been discussing, And we've been referring to the process of doing tshuva on your previous tshuva. V'alkein choysam b'gimatria gimel pa'amim ekir b'gimel miluyim k'mo shekosu sham b'kavonos. Rav Nosson says, based on this, you can understand why the Arizal says that the word choysam, ches, vav, tof, mem, has the numerical value of all three formats of Hashem's name Ekir. We've mentioned this several times, that it's mentioned in the Zohar Kodesh, the writings of the Arizal, that the letter He can be written three ways when you spell it out, b'milui, full. It can be spelled Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. And based on that, the different names of Hashems have different numerical values when you fill it out. For example, one configuration is of Ekir is the Aleph being spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. In other words, where you're spelling each letter as a word, as you sound it out. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Hey is Hey Yud. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. And Hey is Hey Yud. That configuration has a numerical value of 161. That's one of the miluyim of Ekir. Then there's another configuration which has a value of 151. And the third configuration is 143. If you look in your Likutei Morans, in the second chapter of Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman there speaks about certain things, and there's a small paragraph, a footnote there in the chapter itself, where it mentions these combinations of Hashem's name Ekir there. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki Ekir Bechinas Tshuva, because we learned earlier that this name of Hashem, Ekir, I will be, is the name of Hashem that's associated with Tshuva. Ano Zomen Lemehevi. I am getting ready to be. That's the concept of a person doing tshuva, coming to a realization that till now I have not been living. I haven't been existing. I'm first starting my existence now. Like the Gemara says that Ger Shenizgaya Kekoton Shenobot, that a non-Jew who converts is like a newborn baby. And so to a Baal tshuva is an aspect of this, a concept of being born new. A person saying, now I'm first starting to be. And this is what Klal Yisrael is involved in throughout the days of Elul. V'ha'ikra, and especially May Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, in the Aseres Yemei Shem Asher Yom HaTshuva, She'oiskim Ben Lasis Tshuva, we're involved in this process of doing Tshuva. U'lesakein Darkei HaTshuva Li'atzmo L'chol Bo Olam, we're involved in trying to be to correct all aspects of Tshuva for ourselves and for the entire world. Shekulam yizgabru leilech b'darkei tshuva tomid v'lo yeshuva ed lechisla. We're trying to establish a foundation of tshuva for ourselves and all of Klal Yisrael during those 40 days of Elul and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that everybody will become established in their tshuva and they won't fall back to their foolishness. Rav Nosson says, and a Jew needs to understand and believe Sheklal Yisrael misaknin tikunim gedolim ra'oram b'nizeh b'chol shana v'shana, that Klal Yisrael each and every single year, as we go on in time, Klal Yisrael is being misaknin major tikunim of tshuva. Shehoikar klal hatikunim vakavonos hakdosh samuvarim bezor kodesh ubiksovim vishvasam vodosh malpi darko makodesh hoikar hu lahamshich tikunim laham tikadinim. And Rav Nosson Zal says the main objective of all of this, as is discussed in this all the Sifrei Kabbalah, is to achieve what's called hamtokas hadinim, to sweeten the judgments, the harsh judgments of Hashem that could be directed at Klal Yisrael or at the world. Our objective in all of our tshuva and in all of our tikkunim is hamtokas hadinim. That's the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shezehu klal hakavonos kiyadua. That's the that term summarizes what the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us a Jew is trying to achieve during this period of time. V'ho'ikruhu levatelu lachnia koyach hayetzahor avaklipois Sheini Kosam Me'adinin. And the main thing we're trying to do is to nullify and to subdue the power of the Yetzirah and the different aspects of Tumah, which all draw from this Midas Hadin, which is the left side, Kaviyachol of Hashem. That's their source. Bo'ifin Shenizkel is Gaber Leilach B'darket Shuvah Tamid. And to subdue them enough to allow ourselves to become permanently established in the Derech HaTshuva, in the Derech HaTorah. V'yalkein bier Admor Zal P'darkei Hanor V'Niflamoid Shekol Kavonosel Hamavorim B'Kisvei Arizal Klumim B'HaTorah Hanal Shegila Binyan HaDerech L'Tshuva. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal, when he taught us the chapter in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on, chapter 6 in the first half of Likut Imran, which deals specifically with the Darkei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal said that that chapter in Likut Imran is a total explanation and clarification of what the Arizal discusses in his discussion on the month of Elul. Shehu b'chinas b'kiyas b'halacha g'nal, which is the concept of boki b'halacha, boki b'rotzi, boki b'shoiv, all of that. V'yalkein b'yom ha-kippurim she'oz goymer m'Yisrael tikun derech ha-tshuva g'nal, nase b'chinas choysom aleph, shehu gimel p'amameke, shehu b'chinas tshuva g'nal. And this is why on Yom Kippur, which is the first conclusion, that's the conclusion of phase one of the tshuva in a sense, that's when Chosam number one is established. And the Arizal tells us that Chosam is Bigimatria, the three formats of Ekia, all the three formats of Ekia. Hainu, Shechosmin, HaKedusha, what we're doing there is we're sealing the Kedusha, Shenizke, Tomid, Leilech, Bederach, HaKedusha, V'leinosa, Gochar, Oit, Chas V'shon, to lock it in a sense, so that we should not fall back. We shouldn't have any more setbacks anymore. We should become firmly established in the Derech of Kedusha, and no more retreating, no more falling. Avol Kvar Mavur, however, we've learned already very, very well, Shebeklolius Kedushas Zeh HaChodesh Tishrei Nechshav Ad Yom Kippurim Bechinas Ayil. That if we want to look at the month of Tishrei as a month of Tshuva, and based on what we've learned earlier, that tshuva is two phases, it's two directions, up and down, then we would have to say that the first 10 days of Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, are referred to as the up, the ayil, where every one of those 10 days we're climbing the 10 spheros from Malchus. On Rosh Hashanah, we declare Hashem as Melech, rising up to Yom Kippur, which is referred to as the Keser, the crown of Kedusha, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Holy of Holies, the highest place of Kedusha possible. So those 10 days are a concept of Ayil, a concept of going up. Ubesukos misaknim b'chinas v'nofik, kanal ba'is nun gimel. And as we explained in one of the previous shiurim, in paragraph nun gimel, that Sukkos, on the other hand, is when we've gone, you know, we peak in Yom Kippur, we get to the top of the mountain, and then we're going over the other side. We're starting to go down. We're starting to affect the tikkun of Yerida, the tikkun of Venafik, in the month of Sukkos. And that's why in Sukkos we go out. We go outside of the house. The house is referred to as the center of Kedusha, the holy place. On Sukkos, we're leaving the house. We're going out into the street, in a sense, into our sukkah. Alkein b'soif yoyim ho'achrin shel Sukkos, shehu ha'shan rabo, oiskin l'sakein choysom al choysom. Now you'll understand how beautifully this works. So Yom Kippur is the choysom for the aliyah. And the closing day of Sukkos, which is Hoshana Rabbah, is the second Chosam. That's when we're sealing in, we're locking in that tikkun of Yerida. Bechinas Tshuva al Tshuva. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter of the Gemara, that Tshuva is this doubled process. Ki beklolios heim bechina achas, kemuvan amavur leol batoran album koma. Because on one hand, these are all part of a oneness. It's all part of one procedure. Hainu ki bechinas boki baikel boki benafik boki boatsi boki shoy bechinas esek shemaim shemat vatsir shalineko bechinas nekuda liyana nekuda tahtoina shim bechinas moishav yeshua chamo levona hakol heim bechina achas because all of these, chocolate and vanilla, rabbi student, sun, moon, rotzi, shave, all of these are actually part of a oneness. It's part of one process. V'chol ze b'chinas tshuva al tshuva. And on the other hand, it's all this concept of tshuva upon tshuva. Kimi shezoicha l'kabel b'chinas b'kiyas anal mehatzadik u'emes, because a Jew who is zoicha, who is privileged to be taught this procedure of tshuva, this b'kiyas, from the tzadik u'emes, who is the master of tshuva, he is the ultimate bal tshuva, who oise b'vadai tshuva al tshuva tomid be'eze darge shehu. Such a person is always affecting this tshuva al tshuva, no matter where he's holding, no matter what madrega he's on, bein baliyah, bein biyirida, whether he's on an up, whether he's on an upswing, ubechol habechina shesh ba'aliyah, within all aspects of aliyah, ubefrat biyirida, and especially when he's in the state of yirida, in each one of these cases, he keeps performing these double cycles, the aliyah and yirida. We'll have to night and day, that concept. That, let's say, for example, you have summertime. Summertime is generally warm days. Wintertime is generally cold days. But even within summer, you have the day and the night. During the day, it's much hotter. At night, it cools down a little. So the nighttime is an aspect of the Bechina of the Shoiv, the Bechina of Yerita, in a sense, compared to the daytime. כי חזק בדייטוי תומד להמשיך עצמו לדרכי התשובה יהיה איך שיהיה. Because a person who has been taught this דרך התשובה by the tzaddik, he's solid. He's solid in his commitment at all times. That no matter where he's at, he's always trying to perform this תשובה process. Whether he's an aliyah or yirida. As the pasuk says, no matter how high up I go, Hashem, you're there. No matter how low down I fall, v'chol ze ikar darkei atshuva shoisek hatzadik l'sakin im tfilos Yisrael v'hatzaokos v'ho'avodos shoisek biyomim hanayroa mohen l'sakin darkei atshuva hanal kanal. And Rav Nosson says, this is what the tzaddik emes is involved in throughout this month of Tishrei, in gathering up the tefilos and the tzaokos and the avoy, all the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael is doing that period of time. The tzaddik is gathering it all and processing it as part of this derech hatshuva. V'alkein besukos. And this is why on Sukkos, when we're involved in affecting that tikkun of Yerida, that tikkun of Venofik, going out, as we say, we leave our home. Ayil is to go inside. On Yom Kippur we go Lifnai v'Lifnim, it's called, to the inner. And on Sukkos, we're going out. Al kein bigmar Sukkos, Shuwa Shana Rabba, Oz Mesaknin Choysam, Al Choysom. This is why the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh tell us that the Tikkun of Hoshana Rabbah is called the Tikkun of Choysom, Al Choysom. A seal, a second seal over the first seal. Shubachinas Tshuva Al Tshuva. Shenizke Anachnu V'chol Yisrael Lachtoim Atzmeinu B'choysom Nidusha Choysom Al Choysom. So that we and all of Klal Yisrael should be zeichet to seal ourselves in, to lock ourselves in real well in the seal of holiness, this seal on top of a seal, liyos chazak leilech bedarkei atshuva tomid, so that we should be strong in our commitment to always be involved in tshuva. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, simeni kachosam al libech, kachosam al zroyacho. Place me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. Ki azo kamoves avo, because the love that we share is as powerful as death. V'alkein choysom b'gematria beis pomim derech. Now, Rav Nosson Zalitz, look at this. The word choysom, ches vav tov mem, has the numerical value of two times derech. Ki beis pa'omim derech im havov oisiois b'gematria choysom. The word derech, Dalet Reish Chof, is 224. 2 times 224 is 448. And in those twice derech, you have 6 letters. 448 plus 6 is 454, which is exactly Ches Vav Tof Mem. Ki ikur hachoysom l'sakein darki atshuvanal, shein b'chines eke b'chol ha'b'chinois. Because the main seal, when we talk about sealing in the holiness, is through these paths of tshuva, which are Hashem's name Ekya in all its forms, shezeh b'chinas choysom shu gimel pomim Ekya kanal b'gematria beis pomim derech. And this is why the word choysom, which is the numerical value of the three variations of Ekya, 161, 151, and 143 that we discussed earlier, is also bigimatria twice derech. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is building the bridge between the writings of the Arizal and Rabbeinu Zal's chapter on Likutei Moharan Torah Vav. In Torah Vav, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the two derechs of tshuva, the derech of Aliyah and Yerida, and how to deal with them, etc. And the Arizal discusses that the section of the year that's designated for tshuva, especially, is the Yom Noron, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur is set A, and then Hashanah Rabbah. The Arizal refers to it as Chosam, and Chosam b'toy Chosam. Rabbeinu Zal refers to it as Derech, Darkei HaTshuva, and they're both identical. They both fit, they both match perfectly. Interesting that we're discussing this a few days before Shavuos, because Rabbeinu Zal put these two together, Shavuos and Hoshana Rabbah. These are two nights of the year when Jews stay up very late. And Rabbeinu Zal said that on Hoshana Rabbah night, the main tikkun is the reading of Chumash Dvarim. The custom is that we read the entire Chumash Dvarim that night. Then we say Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum of Parshas Zos HaBracha, the final Parsha of the Torah. Then we read the Haftorah of Zos HaBracha. And then we go on to read the entire Sefer Tehillim with the special Yehi Ratzons for Hoshana Rabbah that are found at the end of each one of the five books of Tehillim. That's Hoshana Rabbah night. On Shavuos night, there's what's known as the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. We're doing a lot of reading. We're reading each parsha in the Chumash, a little bit from the beginning, a little bit from the end. Each one of the Nevi'im, each one of the prophets, beginning and end. Each one of the Mishnayis, beginning and end. And going on to read part of the 613 mitzvahs and parts of the Zohar HaKadosh. And Rabbeinu Zal said that on Shavuos night, on Hoshana Rabbah night, the main tikkun is the reading, meaning that if you finish the reading before the night is over, let's say at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., you may go to sleep. On Shavuos night, the main tikkun is the staying awake. That regardless of what a person, to be up the entire night is a major, major, major tikkun for the entire year and for the entire tshuva process. This is discussed in several places throughout Likutei Halachos. What's accomplished by that, and why specifically on Shavuos night, staying out the entire night? Hashem should help us be zeicher to have the strength and the motivation and the inspiration and the encouragement to be zeicher to get the maximum we can out of this fantastic Chag, Shavuos night. And to know that Shavuos is not something that happened Kabbalah Satorah is not something that happened a few thousand years ago. It's going to happen, it's going to be reenacted. With all its fireworks, with all its July 4th, it's going to be reenacted this coming Sunday night, on Shavuos night. And for those in Chutz Laretz, on Monday night also. And to be zeicher, to prepare ourselves properly, to ask Hashem, to be zeicher, to feel, to experience the light of Matan Torah. Rabbeinu Zal was once walking with one of his students on Shavuos, and Rabbeinu Zal was like trying to hold his ears. And the other student didn't know what was going on. And then afterwards, Rabbeinu Zal said, "You didn't hear? You didn't hear what was going on?" Obviously, Rabbeinu Zal at that time was hearing the koilos of Matan Torah, just as when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. They heard crashing thunder, they saw thunder, they heard lightning. The great tzaddikim are able to connect with that totally on Shavuos. We believe, at least we're zeichet, that we believe that all of this is taking place, and we try to connect to it as best as possible. Reminder for everybody, for those that go to the mikveh regularly and even for those that don't, one of the most important mikvahs of the entire year is the mikveh of Shavuos night. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about this, that the 7 weeks of the Omer correspond to the Shiva Nikiyim, the 7 days of purification that a woman goes through before she becomes pure to be with her husband. And at the conclusion of counting Shiva Nikiyim, she toivels in the mikveh, and then she's pure. Then she's able to be reunited with her husband. Kaviyochol Shavuos night is referred to as the wedding night between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. And the 7 weeks of the Omer is this 7 day, correspond to these 7 days of purification. And it's on Shavuos night when we go to the mikveh, which is done preferably sometime after midnight. This is besides those who go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif. This is on Yontif itself, sometime between midnight and Alot HaShachar in the morning. Toiveling in the mikveh at that time is something extremely, extremely special. I know my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, used to do 50 tvilos. He would toivel 50 times then, corresponding to the 50th level, which is achieved on Shavuos. People should use good judgment, depending on how many people want to get into the mikveh, and how many people the mikveh can accommodate, not to hog the entire thing, you know, but to, if you can, to do 50, or if not, to do 13 tvilos, like the Zohar Kodesh speaks about, corresponding to the 13 qualities of kindness, or even 4 tvilos, like the Arizal says, corresponding to the 4 letters of Hashem's name, or even if a person just toivels one time completely, he definitely is achieving this tikkun. We should be zeche to taste the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level, on Shavuos and Mitzvah Hashem, and see the final Yeshua of Klal Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Amen V'Amen.